You're listening to The Paul Higgins Show, the place for ambitious tech consultants scaling to live better. After 18 years as a global leader and having a successful tech consulting exit, I'm sharing what's working now to transform emerging tech consultants worldwide into trusted consultants that attract the best clients and deliver measurable results. When you're ready to level up your clarity, results, and freedom, begin with the free strategic profits blueprint available at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint. Imagine this, you have a client that you love working with and they love working with you and you're doing the sales CRM. And then they ask you the question, what about marketing automation, email automation? And you start to shake. Hi, I'm Paul Higgins and welcome to episode 526 of the Paul Higgins Show. In this podcast, Lainey talks about how she can help you with both the strategy and the technical sides of marketing automation so you no longer have to shake and your clients will love you for life. Lainey is a seasoned digital marketer with a knack for untangling technical and strategic knots. Since 2007, she's been a dual citizen of MarTech and the traditional marketing worlds, and I think now MarTech's up to about 10,000 MarTech pieces. Lainey founded LMB Digi Marketing in 2015. With a mission to make highly effective marketing automation more accessible to growing businesses. Lainey's happy place is orchestrating streamlined marketing platform integrations. And in her spare time, she loves golf, concerts, and trying new restaurants. What I'll do is hand you over to Lainey Bel Castro from lmbdigimarketing.com. Great to have you here, Lainey.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, look, it's interesting. We were talking a little bit before we went to air is that you sort of wear multiple hats. You've got your own marketing automation business where you help end clients and you also help partners. And then also sometimes you're brought into partners where they might be doing the sales, they might be doing, you know, other aspects, and you sort of help with the marketing automation. You know, you're a great guest because you cover many aspects of the industry. But from your own words, who is your ideal client and what problems do you solve for them?
Sure. My ideal client, it's a very broad answer, actually. It's really any mid-sized company, small to mid-size, that is struggling with their email marketing strategy and bringing in more engagement and trying to build those relationships. Usually my clients are coming to me and saying, I have this email platform, but I really have no idea what's going on with it because I'm not getting results that I want. And I just don't know what's happening with my leads. Typically, that's where I come in and say, okay, we need to do a deep dive, do an audit of your system and make sure everything is connected and set up the right way, but also dive into what exactly you're sending out and what audience you have. Is it segmented? Are we targeting correctly? And kind of all of the above, just going in and out of the system and identifying every little nitty gritty thing.
Yeah, great. And as far as the technical, so, you know, there's always two sides. There's the strategy side of what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then there's the technical in actually getting in and building it within the platform. Do you do one or the other? Do you do both? What's sort of your scope in a lot of these occasions?
I do both, actually. I know that's probably rare, but I am a complete tech nerd. So I do everything from identifying the right system that a client might need to doing the implementation for them and setting up their email templates, landing pages, making sure it's connected to their website, all of the technical ins and outs that need to be set up to get started. And then once it is in place, and we're ready to actually start emailing, I help them out with a successful email strategy so that they're targeting the right audience and they're not spamming people, because we don't want spam and we don't want to push people away. We want to bring them in and build that relationship.
Yeah, great. And of those clients, how many would you be bringing in a new or changing platforms versus helping them with the existing?
Actually, most of my clients come in and already have a platform in place, but a lot of times it might be the wrong platform. We'll go through and see what platform is actually right for them. And if they're using the right one, that's great. If not, we'll do a migration and implementation. Every now and then I'll get a smaller client who's just starting out and needs a brand new platform, which is fun. But most of the time it's identifying, are we using the right system? If not, what do we need to use? And let's get it set up.
And, I know that you mainly put MailChimp and Pardo, or what's Pardo now called? Always lose.
Oh, I know.
Sorry.
It's now called Marketing Cloud Account Engagement. There I'm still going to call it Pardot, though.
No, it's so much
similar. You can't go from one word to four.
Yeah, no. Can in Salesforce, Will, but not in many other ecosystems. That's quite a, you're covering the bottom end and the top end, and so to speak. And, I certainly know that when we were once an agnostic firm, and it was really difficult to keep up with everything. And we ended up narrowing it down into a couple, and we were sort of in the project management space rather than the marketing automation space. But for you, how do you keep abreast of all of the different platforms, the changes, and what happens?
It's a lot. There's so many platforms. I do mainly work with Pardot, HubSpot, MailChimp, but I've worked also in ActiveCampaign and MailerLite. There's so many out there. Most of the time I'm on the platform or the company email list, so I'll get a lot of the email updates that come in ahead of time from people so I can go in and research and test things out. Sometimes if there's platforms where companies come to me and they need help with that I maybe haven't worked with in a while, I kind of just go in and figure out, okay, what does this look like now? And what do I need to go Google and figure out what are the latest updates? So it's kind of fun to be able to work with so many different platforms because my knowledge does get to expand to so many other things that versus having just one platform. If I only worked in MailChimp or only worked in Salesforce, Pardot, I would never know what these other smaller platforms are using or these bigger platforms are using. So it's nice to force myself to just go in and see what the latest updates are. But usually it's a lot of Googling.
Yeah. And I think, that's one of the reasons I brought you on the show is because you can then give advice to other tech consultants. So I said at the start that, you go in and someone's got a program that you're not used to, and they mm-hmm. and they also may not have an email marketing strategy and don't want to do that, that's when you can bring Lainey in. And in a way, I'm a bit like that as well. Like, I go across all platforms. So, yes, I've got Active Campaign Partners, and I've also got Marketing Cloud, and I've also got Pardot. So, and mm-hmm. NetSuite, and, you name it. So I think, what you and I do is we see the breadth so we can talk about best practice across all, whereas sometimes, you as a tech consultant just look at your world. And that's great to be a specialist in some areas, but sometimes it's good to be like you and I, GP, I suppose, more, which is
right.
A bit more across it. And, I know that your skill set is both. And is there an 80-20? Like, you look across all of these email marketing platforms, is there sort of an 80-20 of most of the functionality used is the same across the board, or is there some that are significantly different than others?
Yeah, I do think it's kind of an 80-20 rule. I think most features exist in all of the platforms. They might just be set up differently. So it's a matter of learning the navigation and what, like maybe a nurture program is called something different in every platform, it seems. So in Pardot, it's Engagement Studio. In HubSpot, it's a workflow. In MailChimp, it's a workflow, I think, too. it's hard to keep track of things like that. But overall, the features are pretty much the same. Every now and then there's, little things that maybe HubSpot can do that Pardot can't or vice versa. But for the most part, if you're in an email platform every single day, chances are you can probably go to another one and figure it out without really much training. But it's the navigation and the terminology that I think is one of the biggest differentiators.
It'd be remiss of me if I don't mention, the two-letter word that everyone's talking about, AI. So, what sort of impact is AI having on marketing automation at the moment?
Yeah. It's having a big impact. It's kind of starting out where we can use things like ChatGPT for obviously starting to get an email written or a landing page written, getting copy going. There's definitely other features in play that can do even more automation than we probably never thought we could do. So I know that Salesforce is rolling out an entire AI interface, almost not interface, but there's a lot of new AI features that they are rolling out with the platform. And then, you know, if you log into any one of these platforms these days, you'll see an AI assistant just already built into every platform where you can use to either design something or just have it write the thing for you. I have a love-hate relationship with AI just because I do think it's amazing for helping us get things going. But at the end of the day, you still need it to be your voice and you have to be communicating with the audience versus having AI do everything for us.
Yeah,
but we'll see where it goes. It's definitely growing quickly.
And look, you know, and I think we're getting very attuned to what is someone's voice versus created for AI. And, you know, I always, well, my preference is that I write in my voice first and then get AI to give me some builds on it versus the other way around. And, you know,
which is probably a great way to do that.
So we've talked about sort of the platforms. You're across many of them. You're across the latest in AI, and you can really help you, which is the tech consultant, in helping the client with their email automation if it's not built in the platform that you're doing. You know, and there's some classic ones like Monday and others that are probably more open, and then there's some like HubSpot and Salesforce, which is a bit more integrated. He is a person, Lainey's the person for you. And just a reminder, it's Lainey Belcastro, and it's episode 526. We've sort of talked about the tool side. Now let's go across to the strategy side. You know, what is, you know, what's working and not working in email automation? Because it always gets a bad name. You know, often gets a bad name. I've got too many emails. I've got spam. I've got blah, 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 right? But, you know, you're close to it. You know what's working and what's not. You know, yeah, tell us what's the latest.
Yeah, I think a lot of people still get really frustrated with email just because there is a lot of strategy that goes into it. And everyone's, not everyone, but a lot of people out there still think, well, I have this list and I'm just sending my messages to everyone on the list and I'm not getting any results, or it's taking a while to get results. What I say to them is really, are you segmenting? Because your message probably does not resonate with every single person you have in your system. They're going to unsubscribe, and we don't want that. Always target and segment your audience, comparing it to the message that you're sending, for sure, because that's the biggest killer of email, is just sending random stuff to random people and we're not really thinking it through. The other thing I would say is probably to look at exactly how often we're sending things, because there's still a lot of companies out there that think more is better. But I would say to email less and just have a really powerful message. Make sure your subject line is powerful and it's direct and you're being honest. You know, making sure that your message is actually speaking to the customer, potential customer, versus talking about yourself. We don't need to hear how great your company is. We just want to know, how are you going to help us? Because we have a limited attention span and we don't have time to read how great you are. We just want to know, how are you helping us?
Yeah, I think that's so important. And I know you also do, you know, some website as well. And unfortunately, I go on a lot of the tech consultants, and you've got to have your story. And I think people often, you know, are still buying you a lot of the services, but when it comes to your page, yeah, a lot of it is internally focused rather than external focused. And it's a huge missed opportunity. And, you know, I think one of the hardest things I find working with my tech consultants is getting people on the list in the first place, right? I'm, you know, stepping away from the incline here for a moment and just going into the tech consultant business themselves. Any particular strategies or tactics that are working better than not to get people on your list in the first place?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think that that has really changed too much over the years. At the end of the day, it's still building a relationship and offering a way to help someone. So if you have forms on your website, or you're building a landing page, or you're going to an event to get people on your list, offer them something of value so that they want to hear from you. You can't just say anymore, get on my list to get this newsletter, because we don't know what's in your newsletter. Maybe offer us something first to give us a preview of what you're offering us in that newsletter. So give us a case study that you've done, something like that, to just show that we're providing you value. We're not just trying to get our list built so that we can blast a newsletter all the time that maybe you don't want to hear.
Yeah, and as the modes changed a lot, like, you know, there was obviously the white paper that the industry was full of, and then it's sort of, you know, now it's there's a lot of quizzes out there. I'm seeing some people using video podcast series now. You know, there's different mechanisms other than just the boring, you know, PDF. What's been your experience? What are you seeing at the moment?
Yeah, I do see a lot of quizzes, and I still think that is a really popular way to get someone on your list because, again, you're offering a way to help them right away. You're not trying to get them on the list first and then offer them help. You're giving them advice right away. So I do think quizzes are really popular right now, and they're a great way to get something out there. Video content, of course, is always still at the top of the list. So if you have a lot of knowledge, I mean, I just downloaded something off LinkedIn the other day that was showing how to get more leads from LinkedIn. And I immediately was like, I want to watch this, and I will gladly give you my email address because you're offering me something valuable. So I do think video and quizzes, anything that's interactive, is really a good way to get that person on your list.
And as far as I know that you sort of do the setting up of the system, the strategy, as far as the creation of the content, I know that a lot of us are really, you know, busy, and I know you as a tech consultant is flat out. What have been some good ways on how to create the content in the first place?
Creating the content is always a challenge for everybody, for all of us. I would say just keep in mind that, again, people do not have a large attention span. So whatever you are putting together, whether it's an ebook or a video that's going on your website or in your email, it doesn't need to be super long. I mean, videos, some clients I've seen have like 4-minute videos on their website, and I'm like, no one's gonna sit on your website for 4 minutes. They're just not. They're gone in like 5 seconds. I would say to generate content and make it short and valuable right off the get-go, because we don't have that attention span anymore.
It's so true. And as far as the LinkedIn, you mentioned it. I know that you big component of posting on LinkedIn to drive leads for your own business. You know, what are you seeing as the latest, getting more eyeballs, more impressions on LinkedIn?
I actually think that interacting on LinkedIn with other people's content actually generates more engagement than just posting yourself. If you're showing interest in other people's posts, other people's content, that's going to allow us to see that you're active in your industry versus you just posting every single day about what you do or what you're seeing. That's great, but you're just kind of giving people what you think they want to hear instead of showing that you're involved in the industry more. But in terms of other people's posts, I love people who take a poll on LinkedIn because that's always fun and gets people involved. Anything that, again, interaction is always going to win.
Just, I saw an exec summary of the algorithm insights for 2024. Look, a lot of the themes were consistent from last year, but yes, polls are still one that seems to get the best engagement for the least amount of effort, both sides. And obviously, video is getting more and more prevalent because that, you know, look, I think we'll be creating, we're using AI to create snippets of video, but it's still original content. So we use Office Clip as an example where it'll snippet to this great podcast and then put that into, you know, bite-sized chunks for LinkedIn. But that's using AI, but you and I aren't AI. Yeah, I think that really works. And also know that you, for your own business to create more of an audience, you do some speaking. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, why you do that and how you do that.
Yes, I have finally dipped my toe into the speaking world. It terrified me before, but once you do it and you get on the stage, it's a lot of fun, and I do find that it helps to engage people more in person. If you're out there speaking to a stage and being able to show the value that you bring to the industry, I usually try not to pitch my own services when I speak, just because I want people to learn. I don't care if they work with me or not, but chances are they're going to see that you're, you know, a thought leader in your industry, and they're going to want to interact with you more. So just having those conversations a lot more has come from speaking engagements that I've done in the past.
Yeah. And how have you gained those? Like, what is there any tips you can give on, you know, how to get on the right stages at the right time?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Again, I network a lot with a lot of different groups, a lot of different people. And usually those speaking engagements that I've done have come from that. Any sort of local events in your area too are really helpful. In the States, at least, a lot of people are involved with the Chamber of Commerce in their area, and that allows for a lot of speaking engagements. So there's usually a lot of local events that you can reach out to, but I have gotten mine just through networking and getting to know people and building those relationships.
Yeah, and I think it also ties into what you give out in the world. So if you're doing good content on LinkedIn, people that are looking at events in this, the industry that you're in or the segment that you're in, will look for the thought leaders. And, you know, you, what you put out, you get back, which I think sort of ties in nicely. So far as, let's say I'm a NetSuite partner, as an example, and, you know, I've got all their finances really well organized, but I know there's an opportunity for marketing cloud or some other platform that that you could help them with, and they certainly need a strategy. You know, what's the best way for people to get in contact with you?
LinkedIn, I'm always available on. You can find me on LinkedIn. It's just Lainey MB is where I'm at on LinkedIn. My website, of course, and email is great too, of course, but usually LinkedIn is the best place.
Yeah, great. And look, that website, which will have all the links in the show notes, is lmbdigi, so it's digimarketing.com. So that's lmbdigimarketing.com. And we're talking to Lainey Belcastro. And as I said, this is episode 526. And as far as, you know, you talked about frequency before. So I know I put a newsletter out weekly as an example. The most businesses you're working with, or your recommendation is, you know, is weekly about the right frequency? Like you said, you know, less with better qualities, better. But what's your recommendation on newsletter sequences?
Yeah, I think it depends on the type of information you're putting out there in your newsletter. If it's a newsletter where it's more company updates and things like that once a month, but if you're giving out tips and tricks every week, that's a great weekly newsletter. So I think it depends on what are you sending to people. So the newsletter means something different to every company. But I think if it's tips and tricks and you're offering me ways to do things better, then yes, I want to see that every week. Otherwise, monthly is usually a good cadence if it's more so just a company update.
Yeah, and this might be a hard question to answer, but any consolidation that you're going to we're going to see in the market in the next, you know, 12 months, is there any larger players buying any of the smaller platforms, or you think they'll still stay quite fragmented as it at the moment in marketing automation?
I think it's still going to remain fragmented. I know that Salesforce did just release another platform that's more integrated with Salesforce than the two that they have now. So it's Marketing Growth Platform, I think. Of course, I have to look up the actual name of it, but they just released it. And so I know people are excited for that because it's all in one. I think more platforms will try to figure out how to consolidate their services and offerings, but I think there's still going to be a lot of fragmenting going on, especially while we try and figure out all the AI offerings out there and what's going to come of that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting, love. We just spoke to Mark Good, who if I just quickly look at my table, I think Mark was before you. I've done quite a few interviews this week. Yeah, so Mark is 525. So he's the one before you, which we talked a lot about AI and in particular around Salesforce. And his frustration with Salesforce is that they're very good at announcing change, but it's not always in market. So I think, you know, we just got to, you know, roll with the punches on that one for the moment. But yeah, I think there's a lot of things, like, you know, for me, I use MailerLite, for example. I would love that it automatically told me who's viewing me on email and who's viewing me on LinkedIn, and then tell me, you know, those. Like, I think there's a lot of inbuilt AI
yeah.
that I've got questions that I love to ask it that mm-hmm. isn't there at the moment that I'm hoping it gets to in the future. So I think it's only going to be brighter for all of us around this space. And then also, trying to work out who really wants what, which, none of us want to send information that doesn't add value to people, but it's hard mm-hmm. sometimes to know because we don't always reply. Like, you're probably listening to me, you've been listening to me for a long time, but you've never emailed me because you think everyone does, but not everyone does, right? So, yeah, I think tips for that. And just very lastly on that, I like to do a cadence where I feel like I'm talking to the person when I'm writing my email content and asking them to reply. And not always, but often. Like, is that a tactic that you see work with your customers?
Yeah, I think personal is always better. There's a time and a place for a true marketing email with graphics and logos and all of that. But I think if you're trying to build a relationship, just talk to them directly like you would a personalized email. That I always see is more effective than a loud marketing email. Just every single time, if you're offering me a loud marketing email, I'm going to eventually just delete it.
Yeah, true, true, true. And I think, to me, the less, the more text-based, the better, the less HTML, the better as well. So, look, we could talk all day on this. It's a topic that I'm constantly trying to learn. I know my clients, IAU tech consultants are trying to learn, and then our end customers as well, we're all trying to figure this out. So Lainey is a great person to help you in both the strategy and also the technical side of marketing automation. So what we're going to do now, Lainey, though, is go to the rapid fire where I'm going to ask you four questions and get four rapid responses. Are you ready for that?
I think so.
All right, let's do this. So the first one is, what are some of the daily habits that help you run your business?
I tend to wait and see. Every morning I get up and I look on LinkedIn and I see, okay, who's posting what, but I tend to wait and respond to what I'm seeing in the market. Any type of emails that are giving me tips and tricks, those are the ways that I'm scaling.
Yeah, great. And the next one is, where do you, obviously you go to LinkedIn, like you said, you sort of described it, but is there anywhere else where you go to learn about how to better run your business?
I actually have a lot of business Not a lot. I have a couple of business coaches that I work with, and I'm in a networking group. So I think interacting with other people in the industry, but also having a business coach is something that every entrepreneur should have just to help find ways that you just don't know about to scale.
Right. And the next one is, if we could grant you one wish for the business, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm sure everybody says, give me $1 million so I can build my business. But no, really, I think I would just love to get out there and speak more and just be able to teach people. So if that can magically happen, that would be great.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, if you're running any events or any great events you've been to, certainly reach out to Lainey on those. And the last one is, what do you know now about, it's either the industry or running your own business that you wish you had known earlier?
I think going for the industry and running a business, having operational processes in place is key. And I never had that in place for probably the first 3 or 4 years of my business. I was just kind of flying by the seat of my pants. So I think now that I know how much easier it makes things and how important it is to just have those in place for yourself, it's the one thing I would definitely go back and change.
Brilliant. Well, look, as I said, we've been listening to Lainey Belcastro. Go to lmbdigimarketing.com. Also a LinkedIn, that'll be in the show notes. And I'll say a little bit more of that in the outro. But Lainey, thanks for coming on and sharing your wisdom today.
Thank you very much for having me. This was fun.
What a great interview with Lainey, and she really can become your partner in that marketing automation. And you may also just have some questions on other platforms that your clients ask or other platforms they're on. She can be a real go-to resource for us tech consultants. And also, she might be able to help you fix your own leaky tap if you need some work done in this space as well to get what we all need is more quality clients. She has a paid audit, and you can find out more on her website, which the link will be in the show notes. Reach out to Lainey on LinkedIn. As she said, she's there every day. And let her know that you heard her on the show or saw her on our YouTube channel. And also ask her questions. And also, if you've got peers that you know that need a resource like Lainey in their virtual team or their dotted line team, please let them know. They'll think you're a rock star for doing so. Check out our solo shows, and I'll see you next time on the Paul Higgins Show. Time for action. Subscribe, comment, and let me know what you like best about this episode. Plus, get the Strategic Profits Blueprint at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint.